Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We're holding today Ayin Beis. We're on Ayin Aleph of the Beis. Still, where the Gemara had the whole deal, whether or not Meshicha by a guy is able to be Kaida. Tosfos saw that this is really the same sugya that we have, even though the Gemara never brings in Rabbi Yechonon and Rish Lakish. The Gemara never brings in the drushes at all that the Gemara makes in Mitzvah. Of Hakada Biyada Bisecha and the Shita of Rabbi Yechonon that Dvar Torah by his Kodesh, Tais for Biyada Bisecha, it's only with Kesef. If it's not a Misecha, then it would be with Meshicha. And Rish Lakish holds the opposite. The Gemara never brings in Rabbi Yechonon and Rish Lakish. But Tysus holds that it's all the same sugya. And the deal is whether or not a guy has kinyan b'shicha or not a kinyan b'shicha. We say b'shicha doesn't mean dafke kinyan b'shicha. It means it can mean hakba also. A maisa that's done in the gufa chayfetz, whether it can be b'shicha, whether it's hakba. And that's according to Tysus. The other rishayim hold that it's not totally in Rav Yechonon or Rish Lakish. Maybe the whole sugya goes like Rabbi Yechonon, that Dvar Torah by his kindness for Yisrael to be kind of betaltle and he's able to do it with Kesef. The question is whether or not the guy has also Kesef, or whether or not the guy has Meshicha. And even though there Rabbi Yechonon darshes it, and he says, Biyad HaMisecha, it's only with Kesef, but not Biyad HaMisecha, it will be with Meshicha. The shaila is whether or not we have to make that diuk. Not the Adam Yisecha, it'll be with something else. Well, no, maybe even if it's not the Adam Yisecha, it's also with Kesef. What's the drasha that we would darshan from not Adam Yisecha, it'll be with something else? It's gotta be something else. It's gotta be a din of Aida. That there will be a din, let's say, of Aida when it comes to, another Kochavim, but not the Gabi Kinyanim. Or for that matter, maybe the whole sugya go like Rish Lakish. That when it comes to the din of a kinyan metaltlin by Yisrael, Rish Lakish holds that it's all done with Meshicha, maybe that din will apply even by a guy. We have a drasha b'yad ha-misecha. Get here also, go back before I know. We don't know whether or not we should come to exclude it from the drasha b'yad ha-misecha. It's like we have a raya from Rashi by Slice and Kedushin, that Rashi even paskins like Rish Lakish. Not like Rabbi Yechonon that's Dvar Torah by his kindness. We see over here, so the shaila is whether our sugya holds like Rabbi Yechonon, or the sugya holds like Rish Lakish, or whether that's good for the dayun of the sugya. Do we hold like Rabbi Yechonon? Do we hold like Rish Lakish? That's a separate issue. Then the Gemara says that it will make enough kamina when a person buys wine. A guy, let's say, will buy the wine from Israel. At what point the kinyan is chal? If the kinyan was chal after it became Aser Bahana, and then he pays for it, it'll come out that the money is giving is the demay of the Ayin Esach, and therefore it's going to be Aser. On the other hand, let's say he's kite it before it becomes Aser. And the money that he gives is money for a kinyan. It never became usher. It's not called the value of the Isser Hadar. And on that, the Gemara says it's totally in our Mishnah, Badad, Achalai Pasak, Pasak, Achalai Badad. And the Gemara says, what is the normal thing that we certainly would anticipate? When they go and they measure out the wine, who's measuring it? How do they measure it? The Israel has a big barrel. He pours it into the flask of a guy, and the Gemara holds in the regular case, when will it become Aser Bahana? When the guy touches the wine afterwards, but he's kited the kinyan already from before, at least in a case where it's Basak. How's he kited? He can be kited where it comes into the airspace of the Kli, like we saw in the Ritva and Rashi, that it works on Kinyan Hagba. Even if it can't work on Kinyan Hagba, maybe it can work on the Now, Chatzar, maybe it should work on Chatzar. It's going to be totally in different things now. Whether or not Caleb Shalom can't, Meshus Meicher, whether it's Kaino or not. And therefore, the Gemara tries to waggle cases where the kinyan is not going to be chal before it becomes usher bahada. The stam case would be like that. But it's a mighty case, like maybe there's stuff that's residue in the guy's keli, which is yayin esach. So the kinyan, the chatzar, is not going to work. So how will it work? It'll work because it gets into the bottom of the kli, and it becomes the sarif over there. By the time it happens, it'll become the sarif, or maybe it goes, the Gemara has a case where it's going to go on the lip, right? So therefore, the Gemara has, that was what the ASIC of the whole Gemara was.
The end of the day was Ravashi.
What?
The end of the day, where does Ravashi go? Does Mashiach work or not?
Well, we don't, again, so we want to know over here what it is. Let's go back and forth to the Toshimaz. Now the Gemara says the Toshima, that's where we are. Habecha Yeno Liyami Kachavim. Now we have the case where we have the following. Amalei Makshisha Bereda Rav Chisda L'Ravashi. Toshima. The Habecha Yeno Liyami Kachavim. Pasak actually Madad, if he stipulated before the Medina, Dama Mutarim, the value is Mutar. Because as soon as he gets it, it's going to be mutter. The Iyamet Mashiach B'Yevin Kachavim Eino Kaida. Now, so if you hold that Mashiach or Hagba is not Kaida, am I Dumba? Why should it be that the Dumba are Mutari? It's not. He's not going to be Kaida with that. It's only going to be Kaida later when Gase gives the money. I ask Kaida. The Yaktim Leidina, we're talking about a case. We're making it a Kinta. He paid money from before.
Even though we didn't say
that. Even though we didn't say that. Yeah, that's a Vada, it's good. We're contriving. We're saying that he paid the money before. We're setting an eye like that, and that will consummate the whole Kenyan before it ever became Osir Bahana. And it belongs to the guy. Yachi Eva Sefer, if that's the case, so what happens to the Sefer? Monad, Shelai, Pasak. Let's say the Psika did not take place till after the Medina. Monad, before the Psika, Dabav Arasurim. If he was minded before the Psika, in other words, finalizes the whole thing. By then, it's already going to be Usher. Ema Sefer Madad Ad Shelai Pasak. The Medina there doesn't do anything. What difference does it make? He paid for it. Daba Masurim. We to cut him like Dina. If it's looking that he paid for it already from before, what difference does it make? So what? Why should Daba be Usher? He paid for it before. It belonged to him already from before. And now that he's going to be paying the money, he's paying him for the Hishchaimus of the Kenyan that took place as soon as he gave this, and is it consummated the kinyan with the mice with the dinar? Let's say Mashiach by guy is kinda. Abai, Resha, Dabba Mutar, why should it be Mutar? The Sefer Dabba of Asurim? Why should it be like that if the Mashiach of Yevichav is kinda? Obviously, what's the reason? Because it makes it afkemina. Whether he means it should work or not. Is that the kavana with the Medina or the Hagba that it should be chal or not? And that depends if he did it before or after the Psika. Elamai Yislach Lebeimar. Pasak. Samchadayte with the Medina. Lo Pasak. Loi Samchadayte with the Medina. Hey, Bazai, we can hear the same thing. Ladidi Nami. Afal Gab. The Kadim Ladidar. It's a stretch, somewhat. Even though he gave money, pasak sabchadaita lo pasak was sabchadaita. I said, the Gemara is saying that even if he gave a down payment, but if before they went and they told them the rate of what it's going to cost, so there that's meant sabchadaita. What is it? Some pasak. Pasak, he tells them, you know, like we said yesterday, we gave it an example. Let's say we have a 10 gallon barrel will cost $100. Now, how much does he want? He doesn't want a whole barrel. 10 gallons? What's he want 10 gallons for? What does he want? He wants a few quarts. But based on the amount of the gallon, the 10-gallon barrel, that's the psika, that's the rate. Right. How much is he going to go when he's measuring it out? He wants a few quarts. And that, a few quarts, so now he'll be able to know to figure out if he wants 3 quarts of wine based on the amount of psika that was $100 for 10 gallons. He'll go, they'll figure it out afterwards. So there, even if he gives a dinar, but he knows only a trifle. It's a down payment for what the whole thing itself is going to cost. But he didn't want it really, was not clever, but that the kiddush should be chalad. That, so therefore we wouldn't have a raya, the gabi this, whether or not the mechshicha by the yadik achavim would be able to be kinda or not. Remember we said even nafkamitza gabi hakba, what we saw in the ritva yesterday, gabi even if it comes into the airspace of the Kli, it's possible for it to be a Hagba over there also. Amalei Rav now. Amalei Ravina the Ravashi. We still would trust to see if we can figure out what's going on. Before we go on, I just want to say over again what we saw. Machlaikas from Rishayim yesterday. This Shiloh, of course, whether Mashiach works or not, or whether, let's say, Mashiach does not work. If Mashiach will not work, what will he need? He'll need not to be with Kesef. Now, if he has to be with Kesef, how's it going to work by a Mitzia? How's it going to work by a Matana?
Everybody agrees.
There, Tosfos holds that everybody agrees over there that Mashiach will work. The whole deal that we have in our sugi is only by a sale, by a mekach, by a mechira. But about if a person's going to pick up an aveda, a mitzia, he's going to give somebody a matana, Avada, we'll cut him kesef. There's no kesef at all. Tosfos holds like that. And the Ritva argues. We see the Shtel Tzul, what will be, like Tosfos says, later on by Geneva. We'll see coming up right away. The Geneva, whether he can steal with Mashiach, is going to be totally in our sugya. Tosfos, why is it totally for the Geneva? When it comes to things that it's not a sale, everybody agrees that Mashiach works.
So if wouldn't work,
if Mashiach will not work, so Tzayda Kasha is, how could it work then by Geneva?
But then in our Mishnah, why would
they
not
have
to leave
Medina?
It should be
Medina, because that's the
Hakba. No, but if it's not, then it should be Pasuk Ashley Nosanas and Kesef.
It's Medina Sakesef that'll have to work, right? So that's what the Gemara is saying. What is the case exactly over here in our Mishnah? So the Gemara said, Sarai, and Hanabi, so they had the Dina. So the beginning of the dinner.
So what works by the Mashiach doesn't work. What works by the Mashiach and Aveda?
Yeah, they'll have to work. What's going to work? They'll have to work on Tzotzer. It'll only work if he brings it into his Rishus. Toshiba.
Let me just ask a stupid question.
What?
We were here that even though he did make B-Day, whatever he had to do, we know he was not Manasseh. We were looking at him. So why?
No, but he's going to touch the one. It's going to be MAGA later.
What?
There will be MAGA later.
So
what?
He picked it up, right?
No, he's going to, the Israel is pouring from his barrel into a flask that he's holding.
Comes down to Yavik Kachavim, I understand.
So wait. So if Mashiach works, it becomes Yavik Kachavim, and it doesn't yet become Usher. It's not going to become us until later where he touches it.
And then it was the guy.
And by then it already belonged to the guy. And by then he was already Meshuvah to pay him money for it. What?
Until he takes it home.
Until he takes it home, it doesn't become us or by now. No. No. Tell it out. What did he do? He's standing there with an empty flask.
Right. He's holding it.
He's holding it. That's all. Nothing wrong with that.
So
he can be kind of, that's why the Gemara holds. He's kind of with Meshuvah. He'll be kind of with Hagbah. He should be kind of with Hagbah. He should be kind of with Chatzar. If you hold like the Kehle Shabbat show, a campus just by her works. So why should it be Usher? Why should it be Usher Mahadah? And that's why the Gemara said, yeah, but there's residual wine or whatever it is, the wine or the lip or whatever the problem is. But if in a regular case where the Israel is pouring the wine into the keli, the empty flask that he has. That's a regular case where he's going to be kind of, and it does not yet become Usher Fahana. Yeah. Now the Gemara talks about the Amar Achia Bar Abba. Amr Rabbi Yechanan, Ben Noyach Nerag Apachos Bishofar Pruta. We know that a guy is Nerag, like his Nerag gets Zayif, like any Zayifar, whatever he's Zayifar in any of the Zayim Mitzvahs, B'nei Noyach. Ben Noyach is Nerag on Apachos Bishofar Pruta, he gets Zayif. The Lo Nitein Lahishavim. Now, here we say it's not Nitein Lahishavim. What does it mean that it's not Nitein Lahishavim? Let's say the Yomrit. Well, over here, what are we saying? Up Ben Noyach Nerag Al Pachas Mishavet Pruta. He's Nerag on Pachas Mishavet Pruta. Even Pachas Mishavet Pruta. Who did he steal the Pachas Mishavet Pruta from? Well, he could sell from a Yid. He's chayv for both. Yeah, he steals from a Yid, and he steals from a Goy. It can be the same thing. But what we're talking about, what we're saying, Velo Nitein Lahishavim, that already is talking. It's Velo Nitein Lahishavim only from a Yid. The Yomrit, why? Because we'll see in a second. The Yomrit Mishicha B'Yomrit Kachavim. Eino Kaina. So they can think. The Shicha by a guy is not kinda a minerad. Why should he be killed? Why should he be Neherad? Why? What should happen? Why? Why should he be Neherad? He should what? He shouldn't be, because he was not ever a Geneva.
Why? Because it was
Kutzer. But not with the Shicha alone. What will it take? How would he ever have a case of a guy that ever a Geneva? There is a din of Geneva. Right? So if there is a din of Geneva, what's the Gemara asking? Am I there? Have you ever had a case of Geneva? The Gemara is saying, that's not the kasha. The E of it, Meshicha, we have covered Eino, Kaina. Am I Nerad? Why should it be Nerad? How do you ever have a case of Geneva? It means it'll have to, it'll take it into his chotzer. Even if you hold that Meshicha is not Kaina, a schotzer could still work. We have a riot to that, by the way. We have a riot. Rashi and Chayrus. We made the sugya, Rabbi Yechon and Rishlokish. If you hold, let's say, that not, you don't hold it, if you don't hold the drasha, let's say, that a guy has kid with kid of kesef, how would he be able to be kinder? Metalkalim. Right, so you'd have to be with Meshicha. But Rashi says, the Gemara even has a Havamina, that if Kesef, but the Gemara makes the whole shak with the tie in Rabbi Yechonah. But that's the whole shak with the tie in. If Kesef is not kinder, we assume so Meshicha is kinder. Well, maybe none of them are kinder. Maybe Kesef does not work, and maybe Meshicha doesn't work. How would he ever be able to be kinder anything? Rashi says of Bechiris, it would work unless he puts it, it has to bring it, he brings it into his chutzah.
And
Kesef
becomes
Meshicha. So, however, chutzah works, it works.
No,
but Israel. And the other, it's so there, in Hanabi. They would have to know, but you see that Rashi held, there's even a Havami that the Gemara is dealing with the possibility that maybe it doesn't work with Petalklin or Meshicha. I mean, Kesef or Meshicha. But chutzah would work. L'chaira, the Gemara holds that How would you ever be able to steal something? A guy.
What was
the first question? I thought, sir. What was the first question? Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's right. Now, what we're saying over here, the Yomrit, the Shicha B'Yomrit Kachavim is not kinda. So where will the Hariga take place? What does that mean? How's he ever going to be Chayav Misa? Let me just read the Gemara first. Mishum Tzarei LeYisrael. The reason is because even though Vice there would be no Meshicha, and he would not be able to be Kaida, the reason is Saif Kol Saif, a strange thing he's going to be, because he's Mitzayer the Yisrael. Now, what does it mean, first of all, that it's Veldik LeYishavim? The Rashi is on is later over here. Let me read the Rashi's right away over here. Ben Noyach Shegozol Es Yisrael. Pachas Mishava Pruta. He stole from a Yisrael. Pachas Mishava Pruta. Means that if he stole from a guy, it doesn't make a difference. Brachas b'shava pruta. Shava pruta, what will happen if he did that? They're over there, he's going to be chayav misa, but pashas, he's going to have to pay the money back also. But what out here? Ben Nayak, the steals from Yisrael. Afal gab de gabi Yisrael, la b'maynahu. But a guy in Islam, they'll have to give it back. I'm saying it like this, the way our Rashi here learns it. Why? The Machli Alay. They Israel and Michael. They're not going to make a big fuss over Machel Shavar Futa. Gabi Yavik Lechavim, though, Mamaynahu. And therefore, by him, it's called that he stole it. Uben Nayach, it's Tava Al Hagezel, the Sanhedrin, the Asra, so to him, he's Sassan, the Eitzrich and Asra. They don't even need Asra. Guy never needs Asra. So we're saying that Ben Nayach that steals, he's going to be Chayim Misa. But why is he Chayim Misa? Why is he going to be Chayim Misa? He didn't do a Mashicha. What kind of a gzeil is this? And what does it mean below Nitli Shavin? Rashi continues on Amud Aleph. Below Nitli Shavin, below Machayim La Adure. He doesn't have to give it back because the Israel's Michalim. Below Machayim La Adure La Hay Israel La Machalim because he's Michalim. So great thing about it, but if you're going to say that there is no real Maisik Zela, because there's no Mashicha, what did Mashicha do? A minera. Why should he ever be Chayim Isa? Hello, Kanya Lahak Zela. There was no Kenyan that he made. And in order for a person to be a Goslin, he has to do a Maisik Kenyan. That's from Adina Mok Zela. That we know. Yeah. A minera. Hello, Kanya Lahak Zela. The Chol Hecha, the Isa, Shel Yisrael, or wherever it is, it blames like the Israel. It's not called Kayim in the Rishus of the Goy, in the same way that if he would do a regular Kinyan, it doesn't work. Mishani Haida Narag, Mishim Mitzare, the Israel. He's Mitzare, the Israel. And therefore he's going to be Chayim Isa even without a Isaac Zayla. What is that? It means that what it's telling us is, is that the gedder of the din of gzela of a guy from a Yisrael is not the same din as gzela of a guy from another guy. Or it's not going to be the same din of a Yisrael stealing from a Yisrael. Well, if a Yisrael steals from a Yisrael, it doesn't do gzela with the tsar. And if a guy steals from a guy, also nothing to do with tsar. What are we saying now? If a guy steals from a Yisrael, we have to come on to a svara because he's mitzara the Israel. Als regular dinim of stealing mum, and he has to do it like a regular Maisekinyan. If he can't do it, if he doesn't do it by Maisekinyan, a regular Gazel has to do it by Maisekinyan, it's not called a gzela. Over here in the Chanami, it's not a gzela. So what is it? Soif, oh soif. He's being mitzara the Israel. That will take a thing. What the Gemara is telling us over here. Let me theorize over here. What the Gemara is saying over here. My Lord, eaten lehishavin. So what does it mean that Lord, eaten lehishavin? It's much more fundamental than that. What does it mean? Lord, eaten lehishavin. Lord, eaten lehishavin means that even though you took it, you don't have to give it back. Let's say he took it. He didn't take it. So the man of Hanabi, that's what it means. It doesn't mean because he's Michael. It means the ain't a betairas Yishavim. It's not betairas Yishavim because there was never a Meshicha or there was never a Kenyan. If that's the case, I need the Shavim, the ain't a betairas Yishavim. There's another way over here also. Okay. A very sadistic thing that Tysus brings Meshane Rashi that we do not have. Now that law is, what does it mean that Leiditin Lehishavin? Leiditin Lehishavin in the Hami is that there's a Kibleb in the Rabbaminai. If a guy will steal, for that matter, he'll steal from a Yisrael, or he'll steal from a guy, he's going to be Chayim Misa. But it's like the case of Boba Machteris. Tysus, if you take a look at Tysus, but Ben Nayachmin. If you see the Tosfos, Ben Nayach Nerag Apachos Mishava Pruta, U Ben Nayach Mitzuva Al Agezam Asrasu Misasam, Lodim Lishavet, the Dafka the Israel Devar Mechilahu. He does not have to give it back to the Israel because he's Michael. But a guy, if guy, he'll have to give it back. And they'll have to give it back to the guy. Okay, fine. That's the Rashi Perish. Now, we don't have this Rashi. The Rashi Perish. The Lo Nitin Lehishavin Mishav the Kiblev the Rabba Minei. Not like he says over here because he's Meichel. Rashi says, and this Svaro will be a Svaro not only by Israel, it's going to be a Svaro even if he steals from a guy. Well taken. But my side's not like that. He has to give it back because, not because of the Vahashiv, but because he's taking Slavkosite, he has somebody else's money. But Rashi perish, he pops there for the moment. That he doesn't, he's able, he doesn't have to pay. The Rashi perish, for example, let's say he won't have to pay an event that an Oinus will happen. A Hezek will happen. It's Ovud. So we have to pay for it. So will the guy have to pay for it or not? This is a Plur Tashlubit. He'll be a Tashlubit, he'll be Potter from, because he's Chayim Misa. The Rashi perish, lo nitin lehishavet, because of Kiblev the Rabba Minei. And therefore, it'll come out, according to this, that whenever a guy steals, or whatever a guy is mazik, he will never have to pay for it because he's chayim misa at the same time. Tosfos argues on this point. Now that's the deal that we have.
Mazik as well.
What? Because mazik is again umzeil also. That's why, because like the Rabbeinu Yair, I'm going that a guy is mitzvah, he can't be mazik either. He's chayim misa if he's mazik. It's called Lysigzom. Let's assume that the Isser Mazik is Lysigzom. That's what I'm assuming. That's Rabbeinu Yair. The line nearer.
The
cave, like, is fire, money, kachamim, lashalim, zeva, mishulminya. Gentlemen, according to this, it will come out, that he doesn't like it. Because according to this, it'll come out. It's Masha, it's only over here he doesn't have to. He says from Yisrael. Tyson says he doesn't like it. Because based on that Svara, like we're just saying, it'll come out, he never is going to pay for anything. Tyson saying it'll come out, because like the way we're saying, it'll come out that he never has to pay for anything. Tyson assumes that Avada, if a guy steals somebody, he has to pay for it. And therefore, it's Masha only over here by Yisrael, he doesn't have to pay. And according to Rashi's husband, it should come out that a guy will never have to pay for anything. And therefore, why is it that he has to pay? Must mean that there's no such thing as Kibbalah B'Darabim made by a guy. The Kiddush that we have of Kibbalah B'Darabim Minei, of Eloi Yahasin, the Torah was Mechadish, well, Machteris. All the cases that we have, Eloi Yahasin, in all by Yidden, by Goyim, we don't have that whole thing. Tosfos and Erevin, we also have the Shita. We have this, the guts of the Tosfos and Erevin. But here it's a very, everybody should remember this machlokes here. By Kiblev and the Rabba Minei by a guy, if there's Kiblev and the Rabba Minei by a guy, or there's no Kiblev and the Rabba Minei by a guy. Here and here we have machlokes, everybody should remember this. The line near the cave, it should come out that according to Rashi's Cheshvin, a guy never has to pay for exhala. Why should he? The guy's mazik. We're assuming he's mazik. Rabbeinu Yair, he's going to be chayim. He's going to be chayim misa because he's having less sigza. When come out, the guy never has to pay anything. The guy says that is inconceivable. He assumes that Avadi have to pay, but if he's kibbutz with the rabbin, then there wouldn't be a din to pay. And therefore, it should really come out. See, the Gemara is only talking about the Israel. And it says what? The Lenitli Shoven. But the Gemara is coming to Charabi Machadish. There's a new din by Yisrael that even though it does not fit in with regular guidelines of Gezela, there's a new thing that's Machayim the guy because he's Mitzar of the Yisrael. Very difficult thing to understand. That's one thing. Second of all, why was Gemara asking Machlal if he stole from Yisrael? Isn't the Gemara's Kasha? How can there be a din of gzeila by Yisrael? Let's say, how can there be a din of gzeila b'chlal?
There's no
mashiach. There's no mashiach. How's it supposed to the teretz is, he brought it into his chotzer. Alright, so say the same thing here.
Here's how much it is.
And who cares? What's it relevant? It's a non sequitur. said over here what it's worth. It doesn't make a difference how much it's worth. It doesn't make a difference who he's stealing from. You want to know how's it shayach to be that Gzela should be one of the Zion mitzvahs b'nei Noach? How's he supposed to do an act of stealing? He's been Mashiach. Mashiach is not called an act of stealing. Elamai, what would be the answer to that? The third, the answer is Pashin. He would steal it, and he would take it into his sponsor. All right, so that's what happens over here also. What's the Gemara bothered over here by? By Israel, you have a problem with the basic din of how Zixael is able to be from the Zion mitzvahs, but they know it. I hear that. That's a good title. But maybe it's not a good title. You'll bring it to the Futzer. All right, so that's the case. Now, so what are you bringing in Israel for? What's that to do with anything? And not only that, the Gemara in the end saying a very pelting thing. So what is this din of stealing from Israel? It's a new din. It doesn't fit in with the guidelines of regular Israel. This of Gzeilu, because it's no Meshicha. My Lord, need my Shavin, ain't a Batarasi Shavin. Not Batarasi Shavin, the way Rashi learns over here. No, it's a maybe. They could say that they'll do the Shavin because of Kimble and Rabbah, you know. But if you don't hold like that, what does it mean, Eva Chadami? There's no din of Ashava. Why? Because there's no Gzeilu. What, when the Gemara according to this, going to the Maskana, the way Rashi's learning it? What does it mean, Lord, need my Shavin? Not because it happened to him and so on the Beheshim. No. It's because it was no Zayla.
Why is no Mashiach?
Because no Mashiach. How can it be a Nei Rashav? Now, so on here, like we mentioned, Taisvis comes and says, we have what happens over here. Why would you think that there is no Din of Mashiach by Zayla if there isn't a Mashiach by an Aveda or a Mitzvah or if I give somebody a present?
Taisvis, yeah.
We're saying the way we came out, not like the Ritva, the sugya is talking only by a sale. Not by a sale, if you're talking about a matana, you're talking about a mitziah, of course there's a din of mishicha. So there's a din of mishicha there, it could be a mishicha by Xalem. What's all we're bothered by? That's what Tosfos is bothered by. And in light of the way Tosfos learned before on Ayin Aleph, by the case of the Pardishti, by the Persians, the presence, where Taisa came and told us that you said in Taima, according to the way I explained, the coming of the Mashiach, kind of be a Kachavim, the Holy Alma, Echa the Lekka Zuzi, come and see you, Matada. So what's Gemara asking? Taisa has a Kiddush also, yeah, Taisa answers and he says, the Sulka died the sphere away, that if the Edo kind of be a Kachavim, the Mekach, if it doesn't work by a sale, it's not going to work by Xalem. Af begezel nami lo tikna. The lo dabi le mitziyo matana. It's not diamond, mitziyo matana Xalem.
But it's like a mekach?
It's like a mekach. Why? The behateras iliyade. But over here, Rav Gzela de Misura Soliade, he lo ba'adi Meshicha b'mekach. It's not going to help over here by Gzela. Yeah, let's put it this way. If we would never, I don't think we'd be mechavin to this teretz of Tosfos.
Back up for a second, my turn for a stupid question. If there's no das machta by Gzela.
Correct. Have you ever heard of him? No, of course not. We don't, when we say there's a Kenya, it doesn't mean the regular Kenya. Avada, but that's the beginning of the Tosfos also. Yeah, we're talking about Kenya Geneva, but the Kenya Geneva has to mimic a regular Kenya.
But without the
Dasbaka. Without the Dasbaka, of course. All the Gedarim that we have, the Chiyavitzin, and all these things, it's all based on the Kenya that he made. That Kenya doesn't become his, he can't be Magdish, and he can't do anything. About it, but the Kenyane Geneva that we have to mimic a regular Kenyan. But Tyson is saying, not only does it have to mimic a regular Kenyan like a Mitzvah, it has to mimic a Kenyan where there would be Das Makna, because Seif Kol Seif, over here it's Isur Asul Yadai. And if it's Isur Asul Yadai, there's every reason to say it should not work. Should not work. So how does it work? It must be because it works. But out of it, it's able to, because Mashiach works. If Mashiach would not work normally, and it would not be a Kenyan, then it wouldn't be able to work in a case where it's Yisurah Asul Yadai. that I have this problem over here. I know why the Gemara is bringing up the thing about the Israel. Why do you ask a very fundamental question? The Gemara is bothered by the fact, how can Zayla be from the Zion mitzvahs? Finished. An alibi, that's not a kasha. That's not Kanana kasha. He'll be Zayla. He brings it to his chatzar. So what's the Gemara bothered over here by? That's my that's my problem over here.
So wash it that it works. So regular chutz.
What?
Why is it better or worse than the shoot-on? Oh, why is chutz? Oh, chutz, that's a transparent.
No, because it must be the Gemara never had the suffix of a chutz works by a guy.
I know.
Well, the reason is because if the chutz is the ultimate in something big in your rishus. That would be the svara of it. I'm saying it because of the Rashi and Bechairis. Rashi and Bechairis, about your gimbal, the Rashi is, everybody should know that Rashi. When we left Bechairis, I pointed it out, I think. I'm sure I pointed it out. And your gimbal, I'm an owl. I'm sure you know the
Yes,
huh?
No,
I didn't do it in Bamatsia, no. Where would I have pointed it out in Bamatsia? No, no. No, but that's not the same point. It's not the same point. That's different. Nakuda. Over here. Yeah. There is a chesab cipher. Over there, the Gabi the Maharan Bechairis, the Gabi that. Because the ultimate act of appropriation is chatzar. Is when you have it, tachas yodcha.
It's a dinner as far.
It's both. It's a svara. It's a svara. That's the chayra, what he's telling us. That's what he's telling us. The diyun is a diyun. Even maybe we have a suffix whether kesef does it. Maybe we have a suffix and mishicha does it. But chotzer is another pashut because that's the ultimate act of appropriation. Mm-hmm. And there was never a havamina that should not work. My basically here by a guy should be the same thing. That's how I think. We always say over here. That's why we were here, there could be a concept of Zayla by a guy. But if that's the case, what's the Gemara asking over here? That's my problem over here.
We need a bus for Kesed.
Yeah.
Why is Kesed bring from Kesed?
Because Kesed is not appropriation. Doesn't, there are times Kesed doesn't work?
Kesed is the way of the whole world.
Ah. Now,
we need a bus for Kesed.
Okay, so we hear from over here then. It must be that Mishicha works. What the Gemara said by the Seifa? Then we're in Kaida Kag. The first one is Kaida. Yeah. Eba Seifa, Vacha Beira. Here. Okay. Ihachi Eba Seifa, the Seifa says, Vacha Beira Vinatla. What do we have here? A person stole it, and then a guy stole it. Ihachi Eba Seifa, Vacha Beira Vinatla. His friend, another guy, came and he stole it. Vacha Beira Vinatla, Bibeno. And he stole it from him. A guy stole it. It was Takas Yano as a Goslin. And another person came and he stole it from him. Nera Golov. The second Ganav is going to be Chayav Misa also. Bishleima Ratio, we understand that. Should the Tzari Li Israel. That makes sense in light of what we're saying before. It's a new thing, Zayla, that we have. Ella Seifa, what happened? The first guy stole it from Yisrael when he was Mitzray of him. Another guy stole it from the guy. Yisrael totally unbeknownst to the Yisrael. He lost it already. Now what? The second one is condemned. What did he steal? Still Pachas Mishama Pruta, right? He stole Pachas Mishama Pruta. He had the reason to be high because he's Mitzray of the Yisrael. What's the Israel Yisrael Hassar from it? He lost it already. Elasayfa by Yavid. What did he do? He said, he didn't do anything. He didn't, as far as the guy, it doesn't mean anything to the guy. As far as the Israel, he's not Messiah him. Why is the second one Chayim Misa? Elishma Mina. Meshicha b'yemikachavim. It must be the reason is Meshicha b'yemikachavim is kaidish v'amina. And that's why it works. I have a very big problem with this. Rashi says over here, Elishvamina Bishika Kaida Hilka Kanye Kama. Therefore the first one is Kaida, like he's always Kaida.
From the
guy from the Israel. Without the Svara being Mitzayah. El Hilka Kanya Kama. The other Kanya Hai. And then this one is Kaida. From him, but the first one made the Kenyan.
Second
guy for the second one, Venerag Al Shigaza Maloniten Lehishavin. The ratio, that's not because it's not, we just got finished saying, because there was no act of Zeilu. There was an act of Zeilu. Mashiach works. So what does it mean now, according to this, that it means that it's like Nidlay Shavin? Pachas Mashavin Pruta only. The Israel Machel. The Lomachayim Avi Kachavim. And he's not willing to give it back if he doesn't care about it, he's Machel. Vice, if Mashiach works, that means not only will the first Gazlan be Chayiv, but a guy named Mina Ganav will also be Chayiv. They both did a Meshicha. Chayiv Misa. And you're right, in this case it would be Chayiv Misa. But what is the din of a guy named Mina Ganav by a regular Israel? And here we have the big Machlaikis.
We'll cover over there.
The Ramah, Kineged, and we have a Ramah. We have the size with the Nesivis, with the Tumim. And everybody that says that, the guy that holds that there, he's not going to be Basileatus. And he doesn't have Dine Xela because a guy that made a god of, what did he do? He didn't remove it from the Bailam. It's Giganvit already. It's a Giganvit Rechefetz. He wasn't mice of anything in the Geneva. Therefore, does he get a Chayv Tashlumit? Is he chayiv? Certainly not chayiv kefil. Well, is he chayiv karen? They hold he's not even chayiv karen. Let's say a gaidah min agadah, a person stole from a gadah, and after he stole it, there was an oinus happened, and it's not around anymore. Does he have to pay? Does he have to pay the violent? No. He doesn't have to pay him, according to them. The Rabbah, yeah. But according to them, they don't have to pay because a gaidah min agadah, he doesn't do anything. Lani is daiti, aklusha martusha, that's vakef on the Gemara.
So the guy is more covered than he is.
A guy in.
A guy is going to be more covered.
It's always more covered, say, it's chayv misa. A guy is always more chayv. What do you mean? A guy is always chayv for Gaza. Israel is chayv misa. But our Gemara says that Mashiach is kind of this, and ever Kenyan, a guy to be a Ganav is also a Ganav. How do they learn? How did the Ksais and the Nasimus, the Ksais, the Nasimus, the Tudin? I don't know how they all learned this Gemara. That's a problem. I have this problem. I had this problem the time I was a little kid. This kid, how they learned this Gemara. Huh?
Maybe completely different. That was the difference in that. Steals it from a Jew, you steals it from an
other. I don't know. But yeah, but that the ultimate exile is the Jews.
Here.
He's in kind of from the Israel.
It's funny you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Gavra, all right, Rabbi, say, we got to get going over here. I have this problem. See, I even stick at the two over here last time. I'd say to the Sivis, similar to Dal, Tarachian. Yeah. Ahu Gavra, double Leila Chavre. Oh, now we have a person told his friend. We got, Rabbi, say, we got to get going here. Azal, he told us that Imazav Minaloch Lahar Ara. He says in Nachum. Ahugava, he sent his friend Imazav Minaloch Lahar Ara. If I don't want to sell my field, but if I change my mind and I decide to sell it later, I'll sell it to you. What happened? He went and he sold it to somebody else. Now, what did he do over here? So he could change his mind. What happened over here? So he said, what do you mean? You told me over here that you're going to say, I said, yeah, I changed my mind. So what? I changed my mind. No, that's not the case. If he did that, then it's nothing. There's no commitment on that. I told him I'm going to do something. He made a Kenyan over here. Must be they made a Kenyan over here. He made a Kenyan with this person of not doing this Kenyan to sell you the karka now, not interested. But if I wind up selling it later, I'm mishabbing it to you that I'm doing the Kenyan is going to be a haknah to you that you will have schusim to be able to be kaited. Now. That's a he's kaibus to do that. So wait, Amar of Yosef. Gentlemen. Amar of Yosef. Kodakama. The first one is kaited. The only problem that we have here is, yeah, but he did stipulate money. How much money? The whole thing in our Mishnah says that there's no smichas das, if there's no money. Yeah, a little slight detail, right? Like in Shmuel's. There's no stipulation, it's not kaita. What do you mean, how do we know? It's a Mishnah. Because over here there was no smichas das. What is the din in this case? My havi Allah, can you mean it? Like we said, maybe you can't bring a raya from our Mishnah. Because maybe, deal b'chumr di ayin esach shayni. Maybe ayin esach, you can't bring a raya from. They answered it. We have a case. The person pulled his donkey drivers. He made a meshicha in his payalim, and they were carrying stuff. He brought them into his house. They were carrying commodity. Bein pasak achalei madad. Bein madad, or even whether it was madad before the psika, achale pasak. Like kaida, he's not kaida. If they merely did it, they're bait, and just because there was a psika, it does not make any commitments. On the other hand, parka, that's all because they were carrying it. Let's say they unloaded it. They put it down in his rishus. So let's say he put him in and they unloaded it into his living room. Right? And then he did it before the psika. Because of the same svarim, there's no smichas das. The only reason why in our case it can be kaita is because they were carrying it. And the carrying it, that's not called the meshicha in the kelim. It's going to be the gayet gemara b'metziya. Naftes, we have a gemara. Meshech behemazu, kini kelim she'olecho. If a person makes a meshicha in a behema, he wants to be kaita not the behema, he wants to be kaita the kelim. So Tosis with meshicha is chosen what this is to that. But over here we're going, if they're carrying it, it's not going to be a kenyan.
Is this a riot through
him to abuse? It's not. Yeah. So, wait. So the Gemara is saying, Madar Achlo Pasak Shnei Michalim Lamzer Bahem. Because of that, but otherwise, the Masika itself is going to be the thing to do it. And therefore, if it's there's a Masika, you can't say that Masika is only a din in Yain Nesach. Here it's a case that Masika makes it of Gemina. And therefore, in our case over here, it's going to be enough Gemina. Let's say even more. Hahugabra, the Amalei Lechavrei, the same thing. I'll sell it to you, B'mei Azuzi. Here's the price. Amalei Zabda, Amalei. Also, what happened? Also, Zabda Lina Shachrina, B'mei Avasrin. He got a better deal. He sold it to somebody else for 120. Rav Kahane, Kodakama. Rav Kahane says the first one's there because he had first dibs. He was back there to him. He gave him the schus of getting it. And that's already also called the Kenyan. Ask Rav Yankim in our pokud. That should not be included in the commitment. Because the reason why he sold it to the second one is because Izuzi Atsu, he was getting more money. He never had in mind that he should commit himself to the first one, but Makam where he's getting more money from the second one. For the same price, yeah.
Didn't have to go back to the first one.
And therefore, in this case, he does not have to give it to the first one.
You have to go back and tell him I got a higher price.
No. The Hilchasa, Rav Yankim in our pocket, and the did is like this. If he sells it for the same price, then the first one gets it. No.
Why not?
Because of that. The Taisus and Kedusha says it doesn't apply by this kind of case. Hilchasa, Rav Yankim in our pocket. Let's say he says to him, not 100. He says, I'm going to sell it to you. Where the appraisal is done in a bezdin, three people. Then, even if two of them out of the three, even if you have two out of the three that come to a certain amount, that complies with the Tanai, and therefore, he gives it to the first one. He's meshubit to give it to the first one. K'niyamri b'klasa. However, let's say he says, I'm giving it to you not like the appraisal that will take place in a bezin of three. I'm giving you according to the appraisal that three people say. Adiyamri b'klasa. There have to be three people on the same page. K'nibishayimi b'arba. Let's say he says the way the appraisal will come out from a group of four. At the Omri Barba. Where he said four, then you need three. On the other hand, Kolshkate, of course, where he said, Kiniyabri barba, you're gonna need that. Like in a bishaybi bar, the yabri barba, that's what he meant. Amalek in a bishaybi mitlasa, the yasa tlasa mishabuha. Let's say he said kin a bishaybi mitlasa, and three came, and they evaluated it. The Amalek idach. And the other one says, alright, very nice. I don't like these three. I hold that they're not competent. I hold the other three. It's another group of three that are more bigger experts in this. The din is that he can stop him. How can you possibly know such a thing? The other sucker of the debate of Yeshua, and therefore what should be? He should not be able to do that. Maybe he can't do that. The other one will be better. What do you mean the other one will be better? How do you know? Mechatesi. That's not a good title. They will never suck, yeah. Logos Vapashpe. Now, he takes, let's say a person took a funnel. He took a funnel and he measured it, the funnel, the wine, into the flask of a guy. After measuring the flask, the wine going into the flask of the guy, he then takes the funnel and he puts it into his own keli. If there's wine that's a residue of the guy's Why? After he put it in there.
In the funnel?
In the funnel. That in that case, that wine, we say that wine is now going into the keli of the Israel, getting mixed in with his wine. Lotov. He's going to ask for the wine even with the tipa of Yain Esen. No, we'll see why. Amar Rabbi Kli al Kli. The person pours from one Kli to the other. Asheira Bimenu Mutter. He pours from one keli to another. The wine that's in the keli he's pouring from is good. Not so much that it is like that either. The Sheira L'Saychai Usser. What is that referring to? Tanan Usser. Now, we learned the following. Person pours from one keli to another and there's a stream going through the air. Or let's say it's a slope coming down, running down an incline. Or it wasn't even that. It was just all on the surface. The water, that everything was all wet. So the din is, lo, it's not a chibor, lo lutuba, lo lutara. It's not going to be a din that if one part becomes tameh, then the rest becomes tameh. Or to be betai or something. On the other hand, Ashbiren chibor, if it's all wine, water or liquid, gathered in the same cup, same keli, same bathtub, whatever it is. Ashbiren, you touched one drop of water in a cup. One drop of water in a bathtub. All the water gathered together in this one keli is one chepta. You don't have to touch every molecule of H2O. What you do is you touch the one part that's called touching the whole body of the water. How do you know that this is true? That anitzik b'chatapres, it's chibur. For yaynes, ilev v'nisra, anitzik b'chatapres, v'mashka tefech, eino chibur, lo l'tuba v'lo l'tara. Mashma, what? L'tuba l'tara, hu nilo habi chibur, leini yaynesach habi chibur. All right, that's how you are assuming the chumr of yaynesach. I aim to say b'ashbairin, chibur, l'tuba l'tara. What are you going to do to say over there? You can't be medayik from the fact that it says Gabi Tumah. Maybe it's just cut normally as a regular case. Not there to the exclusion of Yayin Esach. But what do we have in our Mishnah? A person takes a funnel. He measures into the flask of an Ivan Kachavim. The Chazar, Obadan, Sosusisha, Shay Yisrael. And then he measures something, he uses it, the same funnel, in the Tzluchas of Yisrael. It makes enough community. Ibn Yeshmo, Akavis Yayin. If there's wine at the bottom of the funnel.
How much?
A drop. Doesn't make a difference. Awesome. That wine, how did that wine become usher? You put it into the funnel of the guy's keli, of the guy's flask, and you're pouring wine into the funnel. Okay, what was the contact between that wine and the yayin nesach of the guy? What happened? What was the case exactly? No. When the funnel is in the keli of the guy, now how high? Let's say the funnel is a foot high. I'm sorry to interrupt you. Let's say the guy's flask is a foot high. How far down does the funnel go? Maybe 6 inches. Okay? The funnel of the Israel goes 6 inches down into the flask of the guy, and the height of the guy's keli is a foot. Now we're saying, if there's wine that's there, that remains in the Israel's funnel, the bottom of the funnel, that wine is Yayin Nesach. How did it become Yayin Nesach? In one of two ways, L'chayrut.
What? Any wine of the Goyes? Any wine of the Goyes?
Yeah, but what was the contact?
It wasn't
the wine of the Goyes. The Israel was taking his wine and pouring it into the flask of the Goyes. How did it become in contact with the wine of the Goyes? That's what you want to know. So it could be one of two ways. The Gemara says, L'chayrut, Agesh Rabinah needs a chibur. You're pouring it into the wine of the Goyes, the steady stream that there was in contact between that wine and the stream that was now in contact with the guy will now render the wine that's behind is also going to be Aynesa. But maybe not. Maybe the wine of the guy went all the way up beyond the funnel, higher than the funnel. It's not because of a stream between that water, that drop, and the bottom,
it
was in it. The surface, the water, the wine level, of how high it went up all the way up. Maybe it went up 10 inches. So whatever, went 10 inches, and that's obviously the drop over there is all part of the Yayin Nesach that the guy touched. Of a low pichsasot sluchas, might well be there low. If that's going to be the case, then Erech Rabbi, you have a right for care. Tisha could see that it's a gaino chibur. So think, well, look, pizza sluchis, tisha loch. There, Erech Rabbi, that's awesome. But nitzik? We don't know, maybe. We don't care to assume vadai what the nitzik is going to be by nitzik. Maybe over there we have a suffix, tibai. Tashima mara miklilik li. Here we have it out of Mishnah. What does it say? A person poured from one kli to the other. Eshemare mimenu mutter. The kli that you're pouring from into the guy's keli is mutter. What about ibeini usser? Mashma, the wine not in the keli, but the wine of the stream in the middle is usser. Why would that be true? Shrabi Rabbi needs a chibur. He needs a chibur.
You don't need a
file. The God, Philo, the God made the mother Nabi Litzer. What do you mean? If Nitzik is a chibur, what difference does it make? Even if the top one, the wine, is inside the upper keli, it should also be us. Oh, like Asha. The case is the Kabaktif Ketufi. You don't have it. Maybe the case is where you splashed it. And there is no connection between the water of the stream and the water in the keli. Of the upper keli.
Short
spurt. Short spurt. By Kol Bakai needs a chibur. Halakashi, the Kol Bakai Ketuvi, the Kol Bakai needs a chibur. No, all the time, the Chayma Seifa, it says what? As she ira the Seifai, who the usher? Hoda Bedi Bedi Shari. Well, right, Bedi Bedi, it's Mutter. So what do? You bring a riot from there. You can't bring a riot from there. Because you're going to make a deal like that. They have it right in the opposite from the... It was safe. Toshima Hamar Mechomis Labar. You're pouring it from a barrel into the bar of Yayin Nesach. There's a bar of Yayin Nesach. Like we know, that's how they made it. Kiluach Ayayre Misfas Chomis Lamata Aser. The flow, the stream, that Kster Hayayre from the Svas Chomis down all the way down to it comes in contact with the Yayin Nesach is usher. Think about Rav Sheshes Be'evin Chavim Amayra. Maybe it's not fair. That case is not because of this. The reason of the case could be a case Be'evin Chavim is Rav Sheshes Be'Kaycha. Maybe that's the reason. Who did the thing? Be'evin Chavim Amayra. So Avay Besay Afilu Gavim Chavisad Abi Bechsar Mitzar. So it shouldn't not only be the stream. It's even the whole barrel should be usher. Because the reason is no kayach liyavit kachava min rabbanin ho, the usher. And therefore, hodin afeg, lebaroi, those who may rabbanin, hodin legavoi, those who rabbanin, the rabbanin never answered the wine that remains in the jug, in the barrel. The wine that's in the barrel, that's there, it's the kaychai. It's going to be usher with what? Certainly, Mashiach. Based on the way Moshe Nissen said, what's going to be? It's going to be Asar Ba'anah? Rashi, yeah. I tell you the two Rashis. We have a steer in Rashis, with Rashi and Daf Nun Tes, with Rashi and Daf Sabach. Whether or not the Kaichai of the wine is going to Asar Bahada, or it's also, or it only Asar's Mishiyah. And Amalu Rav Chista, Lahadu Sabiyah, Sabiyah, Shailisu Chabra, Lievdika Chavim. When you're going to measure wine for the guy, Katfi Katufi. Make sure it splashes. Don't make it a one steady stream. Make it splash. Or Nami Napsi Nafutsi. Or, what?
To drip, not splash, drip.
Drip, or make it a, that shouldn't be a chibur. Amalahu Rabba, Lahadu Shfuchai, King Shafchisu Chabra, Lalingra Vergachavim, Lesaya Badachu. Don't have the guy helping you pick up the barrel when you do it. Why? The Oba Mashtalisu, because maybe you'll get tired. I'm sorry to interrupt everybody. Maybe you'll get tired holding the barrel, the Shadisale Ale, and you're going to have him support the barrel and make sure to make empty out the barrel. Because he'll be kaychai, and that wine is going to be awesome, be awesome. All right.
Wow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekoymos on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.